We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Just Hilarious, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Pac-Man Jones, welcome back, brother.
Yes, sir. Smell me. Appreciate for having me back.
Man. How you doing, King?
I'm doing good, man. I ain't got no complaints. It's been good.
Okay.
Hell of a year this year.
You got an album out?
I haven't dropped the album yet. Okay. I've dropped the first single, which was since I've been up on the Universal, which was Ferrari Kid. It did really good, but Standing on Business is coming out Friday.
Thursday midnight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be the one to let people know I'm serious about what I'm doing and I'm not just an athlete trying to rep, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm eager to see how the people take this. Mm-hmm. And I got Shaq on the remix of Standing on Business. It's going to drop. Yeah. I got probably going to drop that mm-hmm. next one. My next one I'm going to drop, I got Jody Breeze,
mm-hmm.
Pac and Breeze. I got Boosie on the song. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of work that I've been working on, and it's good though. It's good. True story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real good at putting words together. I think sit behind the mic like you guys do,
mm-hmm.
4 days a week. So mm-hmm. man, but I like doing it, and I'm really good at it. I would not be wasting my time and my hard earned money
mm-hmm.
if I didn't really think I can push the needle with this.
Now, you said Universal, so you did a deal with Universal?
Yeah, I did a deal with Universal, 80-20 split. Basically, I'm just using them for the marketing and putting out the distribution part. But, yeah, I got one of them what they say, baby deals.
Mm-hmm. P&D.
Money, you know what I mean?
That's not P&D.
Owned all my masters.
I got you.
So, yeah, it's good, man. And this is a chance where I can put some of the guys around me on and show them, like, this shit take work. Like, mm-hmm. this, and I was telling my boy the other day, I was working on a performance, and I'm sitting there working on four songs for, like, 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I got through, I was fucking winded. I'm mm-hmm. like, he's like, bro, what's wrong? I'm like, bro, you go up here and just talk and scream in this mic for 3 hours
mm-hmm.
and make sure you say every word and see how you feel in the next mm-hmm. 3 hours. You know, most people just think, oh, yeah, you just go in the booth and put a song together. And that's for guys, I guess, who mm-hmm. don't really get to get up here and talk on the big stage. Because it's only 1% of us get to do that, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but I enjoy it, man. My life has been nothing but a glass house, trials and tribulations. And it's a true story. So I could talk about a lot of shit that people be mm-hmm. making up talking about that people going to really know what I've been through and how it's coming.
Why music right now? Because, I mean, you know, you could, like you said, you could start a podcast. You could write a book. Why is music the best way to tell your story right now?
I got a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm on Pat McAfee. I got my own podcast, Undercover Dolls. I got my own show with Betting Online. But this is what my passion is. And, like, I was talking to Pat the other day. He's like, bro, me listen to this music. Why not you? And he is real critical about certain things. I know he's white, but he's not a normal white guy, I should say. And I get paid a lot of money to do what I like to do, which is talk shit behind a mic. I'm not talking about rapping and critiquing other people. So, shit, let them critique me a little bit now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When did you know? Because you said you don't want to be labeled as of athlete that just want to rap. When did you know you wanted to rap? You been wanting to rap since you was younger?
I was rapping, and then, so I had a label the year I got suspended that was called NSL, National Street League. The NFL sued me for coming up with National Street League and made me shut it down because it was too much like National Football League.
Wow.
As far as the symbol, I still have the tattoo right here,
mm-hmm.
and I had to shut it down. So I focused all my energy and football at that time because it was the main thing that I had going on. I was getting paid $10 million to play football. Like, why would you want to do this right now? And then you got to realize back then, it was a shield. Like, we didn't have all these platforms to voice our opinion. Back then, it was like, hey, you got to do it this way. You can't do it. Now, anybody got a platform if you're doing it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about for athletes when I'm saying that, really, because normally, you'd be so scared to say something because you don't want to get fined or the team that you're playing with don't want you rapping. They don't want you doing that. But now it is a whole different mm-hmm. game as far as athletes and being able to market yourself, doing the pods, saying whatever you want to say after the game so somebody can't take the only two words that they like out of the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he said he hate playing with the Bengals, and that's the only two parts when you can go right after the game on any platform, and if you say it right and you're doing it right, you can kind of change the narrative of how other people can spin it.
Yeah.
So,
did you see Nick Van Exel tweet yesterday where he said, it's a shame some former players in the media have turned into the folks they didn't like while they were playing.
Yeah.
What'd you think about that?
I've never gave two fucks about what anybody said about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I know who I am, a person.
I don't think he was talking about you in particular.
No, but I'm finna answer. Yeah. Me, as I'm saying, when I was playing, too. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, to me, if I got a job to critique anybody that plays sports about how they play sports.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to me talking personal about them, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
And now if I say, shit, you suck, that, bro, you got to take that up on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget this. Shaq called me one time and was like, bro, I thought you was faster than that, bro. Like, you're a little slow, bro. But that was his way of telling me, hey, bro, you need to pick your shit up.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Right. And, like, he did it on TV, too. Like, bro, I don't look like he won't. Like, and that really is not picking at a person
mm-hmm.
if you know how to accept it.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, bro, step your shit up. And I have a personal relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have never took it as, oh, he's shooting shots at me. It's like, nah, bro, this is my way of telling you, like, hey, pick it up, bro.
Yeah.
And some people take it the wrong way. And some people do talk about people. Like, I got some people that I don't like, flat out. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, but I don't mix sports with my personal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm behind this mic, if I don't like you over there, I might tell you I don't like you, but I'm not going to do nothing outside of the lines of what we're talking about. And I think that's the big part that some people don't realize. Like, mm-hmm. if you signed up for this, bro, you signed up to get talked about.
Mm-hmm. So how do you deal with sports pundits in your situation? Because, you know, coming up, you definitely did your thing on the field, but you had off-court situations too. So how did you, you know, deal with it when people talk about your off-court issue?
Bro, I come from a little place.
Off the field, I'm sorry.
I come from a little place in Atlanta called Bankhead Court, Boat Rock. Like, so I've always been against the needle. The first time it was hard because you ain't got nobody, like me personally, like my dad got killed early right in front of me. My grandma passed away when I was in college. So it's like really just me and my mom. And my mom is more like my sister, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the taker. I take care of her, I should say. But the first time when I got suspended, it was hard. But I always knew, like, it was never about the money because I got a lot of money young. I always wanted to get the last laugh. Like, mm-hmm. I always wanted to be like, damn, he got suspended for a whole year and came back and played fucking 14 years. Like, he broke his neck at 31 and came back and played, well, had two Pro Bowls and an All-Pro. So, like, it fueled a fire in me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not one of those guys that's talk about me. Talk about me. I like it. Like, it do something to me inside to click a button. So like I'm all for it. Like I have no problems with if you hear this rap, you said some shit, I want you to tell me it's some shit.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a bug in my nose, I want you to say, hey bro, get that bug out your nose. So mm-hmm. I'm open house. And I believe like this newer generation is a little softer than us 80s baby. The 2000s babies are real. You can't touch them, really. Like, you got to watch what you say to them, how you coach them. Just a little different.
Until you talk about rap. Telling somebody they can't rap, that's one of the toughest conversations we have in the black community. Like, you'd be like, oh, that song sucks that you can't rap. It's like, that hurts people's heart.
And then now you're a hater. Like, instead of just taking it as a critique, you're a hater.
If you run a bad route, I'm going to tell you that was a terrible route right there. Same thing. Like,
The only bad thing is if you run a bad route, most times you get an opportunity to run a bad route. If you put out a trash record or a trash verse, people remember that forever. Right. You know what I mean? Like, you run a bad route, the next route you run a good, they don't even talk about that bad route anymore. When you put out a trash record, it just sticks with you.
It depends on it. You can get trash record once, but trash record twice going to stick with you.
That's
right. You got some room to go back and we'll go in there if you got what it take to make what you need to make.
Yeah.
So are you ready to do? See, this is what is always difficult for me, right? Because you win the league, you made a lot of money in the league, and you
making money
podcast.
Now.
Yeah, but the thing I get paid more money now than I shouldn't say that.
But right, but
I get
podcast
paid a lot
and everything that you
right
do now. But rap, you got to start with that early grind. Remember that early grind when you first started running, and you got to go back to that. Go back to the radio stations, the DJs. Do you want to do that?
I enjoyed the process, bro.
Going to the club.
I enjoy this shit. Like, I enjoy it. Like. My life is like that. My life is...
Doing free shows.
I've done numerous of free shows just to let people hear and see, like, because it's different from me rapping on the mic and performing. A lot of motherfuckers that can't perform that can still rap a song. And some of them are big artists, and you go to the show, you be like, damn, he's just still in that one spot.
Right. Oh, yeah, you don't even feel it anymore. It's like, we can listen to it on the radio.
Like, it wasn't entertaining.
Booking you on a show, you and they put you on a Spirit Airlines because they can't afford a first class seat.
I booked my own seat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Same way I was here. 9:30. Y'all told me to be here at 9:30. I was here at 9:15.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those type of guys. Like, okay. I enjoy the process.
Mm-hmm. Take it serious.
Like, and I'm for real about what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Who got the song? Let's listen to the song.
That shit is like a banger. Okay.
S.O.B. S.O.B.
Which one is
it? I want to hear it right now. Let's listen to it and give him our critique.
Yeah.
He can't wait to say it's trash.
No,
that's
why
crazy.
Why would I do that?
You can't wait because you love when somebody's shit is trash.
I need his critique.
I don't want to tell him that. I want the record to be good.
He can't wait.
I want the record to be good. I don't want to tell him the record is whack. I'm not just...
I want you to tell me if it's whack.
I mean, if it is whack, I'm going to tell you.
Me personally, I did not like... Let me know. I did not like their stand-up business with him and Snoop.
Drewski?
Yeah.
Oh, oh man.
You know, you're going to have smoke with Drewski and T.I. King. Because King said he started standing on business.
King a kid.
Yeah.
And Drewski a comedian. I don't know how serious Drewski was being.
I know. They know I'm in a whole different lane.
Yeah, but you ain't like that record.
I'm just, you tell me. I'm saying it was a good record. I shouldn't say that.
Okay.
But would you ride and listen to that?
I ain't even listen to it, to be honest with you. I didn't even listen to the record. I didn't even.
And that say something, because if it was you, some you would have. Hey man, you need to go listen to that record, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn, Drewski. Damn.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. How long is it?
Snoop on it.
Standing on business. SOB.
Standing on business. Standing on business. Standing on business. Yeah. Standing on business.
I hear a lot of Memphis influence.
Yes.
I hear a lot of like Dolphin.
Yep. Definitely, yep.
Moneybag, yo. It's a cool record. Yo, I ain't mad at it. Only part I don't like the auto-tune part. That's the only part I don't like.
It ain't too much auto-tune on it.
Just that one part when he goes, standing on business, when he sings it. That's
standing on business.
That's I know, that's right, Lil Giant.
He said, ain't no auto-tune.
Yeah, that's the only part I really like.
He said, ain't no auto-tune.
How did you hear that?
Hey, what?
Standing on business. Standing on business.
He would have sounded better if he put auto tune.
Yeah, I don't do no auto.
Right there. That's what he said.
No, no, no.
He didn't. Yeah.
Cool record, though.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at it.
This was just what needed to be dropped right now because mm-hmm. that's what's going on. But this is by far not my best line of work. These next six songs I got are real. They the real deal. Like, I got this one song, Mental Health, with a kid named Code on there.
Mm-hmm.
It might win an award.
Who sung on that? Standing on Business in the beginning, the sample, because you know the sample. But who did you have sing that? That wasn't.
I sampled that and got from.
That was another person. That wasn't Nina Simone. No, that was.
No, it was.
Yeah.
Who did I have?
Sound like a little white boy.
Don't remember if you ain't clear it yet.
No, I already cleared it.
Okay.
It's coming out. Yeah, it better be clear.
It better be clear. Yeah. Fuck is this boy name?
You can't think of it. It's cool, but I like his voice. That's what Stato told me when Envy first played it before you walked in. I liked it, yeah.
And you say you got a song about mental health. I'm glad because a lot of times, man, when former football players or football players discuss their mental health, people don't want to talk about their mental health. They just want to chalk it up to CTE.
Mm.
Oh, no, bro. Mental health is big. Like, some people do stuff just to get clout or mm-hmm. try to take some and run with it for a foundation mm-hmm. or something like that. But, like, mental health is big. I'm telling you, I fucking talked to – we had this conversation mm-hmm. last time. Like, I've been to McLean Hospital, like, for months.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to a shrink every other day. I do group therapy. I have a outlet guy, mm-hmm. Sully, that I talk to. Probably out of a day, probably talked to this dude four or five times.
Mm.
Like, I ain't gonna say he saved my life, but he's a big part of why my mental is where it is right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I deal with a lot of stuff like bipolar, stress disorder, ADD. But where I'm at now, like, having the outlets to talk about stuff and making sure I know what my triggers are. That's the biggest thing. Like, some people can get depressed or mm-hmm. get in a funk and don't realize, like, damn, this is the same pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've done a good job of knowing what my problems are. And every now and then it'll flake off because I am hot tempered.
That's what happened at the airport last year?
What happened at the airport was I couldn't really talk about it at the time, but the person that I got into it with, whatever the person was, tried to act like they didn't know who I was. And I really didn't say nothing to him, but I did call him a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. That's saying something to him back, man.
But if it be anybody else, bro, they wouldn't have said nothing, bro. Just because.
So he was fucking with you because you was Pac-Man Jones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was about a seat plug. Mm-hmm. My charger was.
Charger, work. Yeah.
So I had bought two seats. So I asked the dude, whatever he or she was.
They.
Like, yo, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, can I move my seat because I'm headed to Monday night and I need this iPad to work? Which, okay, everybody like, oh, why are you so mad about the seat? I wasn't really mad at all. Mm-hmm. He took it and ran with it. I was like, all right, whatever then, bro. Whatever you're going to do. Mm-hmm. So he was like, well, we're going to turn the plane around if you can't wait till you get up. Like, bro, I need the charger. So if you got to turn the plane around, let's go. Mm-hmm. I said, I bought two seats because I don't want to be bothered, first of all. Mm-hmm. Second of all, I really do need this iPad. And I got kind of heated and said a couple words that I maybe regret saying to the police, not the guy on the plane.
You was cursing the police up?
But yeah, I cursed them. Shit. Mm-hmm.
They tried to say you was drunk.
Wasn't drunk at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As you see, what I ended up pleading to a disorderly conduct.
That's right.
$240.
And terroristic threats, they said.
I didn't. On 9/11, bro.
It was 9/11?
It was 9/11.
Damn.
When that shit happened?
9/11. When this happened, this was 9/11. I was headed to New York to do the
Monday Night Football game. Yeah. Giants or Jets?
9/11.
Jets game.
Damn.
Bro, come on.
Wow.
How are you going to tell me you're just going to give me disorderly conduct?
Mm-hmm.
It was like 6 charges they tried to throw at me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So every time you fly, you buy 2 seats so you ain't got to deal with people?
Yeah.
Normally. Definitely. Now, I fly a lot private. Mm-hmm. I got some good people around me that really loves me. And I did pretty decent with saving a little bit of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm always flying. I hate sitting by people because you never know. Like, anything, like, if I don't have nobody right there to vouch for me, it's your word against mine.
Yeah.
And these days, everybody want to meme or try to figure out a way to get some money.
Yeah. Well, you ever placed on, like, no-fly list? Like, they ain't never tell you?
Never.
How does that work? No. Okay. Yeah.
So what do you do when you got to deal with people? Do you do, like, breathing exercises beforehand, or do you call your counselor person and let them know what's about to happen so they tell you how to kind of maneuver through the situation?
Well, I'm good with people. Like, I'm really good with people. Mm-hmm. If anybody that knows me, they're like, bro, he'll give you the shut off his back. Now, mm-hmm. if you're on the other side of that fence, it's going to be a whole different conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I just try to treat people how I want to be treated. And now with the iPhones and being up on the microscope with Pat, them, like, you have to be over nice to people because you don't know what their motive are.
That's right.
You were just talking about that.
That's right.
You have to be
the other day, we
nice
were sitting on, we was going somewhere, and what the hell was we going? We was going to Key West. And the dude plane that we was flying on, I won't say his name, but the first thing he did once we get off the plane was, how was his interaction with you? He was asking the stewardess this.
Really?
On the plane. Like, mm-hmm. how was his interaction with you? We had, like, it's a nice size plane, like 13 people on this plane.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked the stewardess how was his interaction. The only reason I knew this because coming back, on the way back, she's like, I want to tell you something. I'm like, huh? She's like, man, I want to thank you for being so nice. People misgrew you because of whatever the past is, but you know, he came and asked me how was my relationship. I mean, how was our encounters with each other on this flight?
Really?
And like, that opened up my eye, like, damn. So, yeah. You know, walking in Kroger's, I could be super nice if I'm going to Kroger's to even just get some drinks. If I'm going to McDonald's, I could be super nice because I got a lot of stuff that I'm realizing. If I want to make this B or this 100 million in front of my name that I'm representing, like, I gotta be nice.
That, like, to be
I've came to the conclusion now, like, all right, I've had my fun of beating folks' ass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of whipping people's ass. Mm-hmm. I've done everything I wanted to do. And I represent a brand that's a little bit bigger than my brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And of course, I always represent myself first, but
mm-hmm.
at a point, you'd be like, damn. Like, it's hard to go places without security.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to be as normal as you can be, but ain't no such thing as being normal when it comes to certain things if you want to carry yourself mm-hmm. like that.
You know, it's interesting. With all the negative press you get, like, they don't talk about the positive things you do. Like, you raising your former teammate Chris Henry's kids after he passed away. How's that been going?
It's going good. Mm-hmm. Man, Bubba. So, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, when he first got to Cincinnati, nobody knew who he was. They knew he was Chris Henry's son. 2.5 years, Number one player in the country.
Wow.
Number one player in his grade level in the country 2.5 years ago. Now he's the number one player in the country as a sophomore. Saint he had, which is the oldest, she had no offers. I think she had one or two. She's going to Ohio State. Baby boy, he's still getting his feet wet.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
But he's an absolute dog. My whole house superstars. Like, man just went to Cali. I don't know if I can enclose about. But he's going to Modern Day. Modern Day, which is the number one school in the country. If you know sports, I think I've done enough with them. Like, they've outgrown Cincinnati. Now it's time to go and see what the money looking like on the other side of the fence. I hate to start talking about money, but like, that's where we're at right now.
That's right.
With high school sports. My daughter is going to Mississippi State for a ride. Big money she got. She's running track. Shout out to Zanaya. Then I got Trini and Junie, which are the two young dogs. My youngest daughter, 13, just straight absolute dog. She does track and soccer. And then little Junie, he's the future. Fuck, he running eight miles on the treadmill right now. At 6 years old, he probably he ran nationals last year, but he was five, running 6 and 7. So this year he'll probably win it this year.
You're doing a phenomenal job. What made you want to take in Chris's kids? Like, what was y'all relationship like that you said, man, I got to do this for my guy?
Well, me and Doogie was best friends, bro. That was every morning I'm pushing his ass because he was a little bit. I've always been the first up. Like, we can go out all night. We got to be at practice at 6:30. I'm sitting there in the weight room at 5:30 waiting on everybody like this with the medicine ball. So I pushed him every day, and we pushed each other. And that was probably one of the best things that could have happened for me at that time with me and him going to school with each other, because Chris, he was a dog. Slim was a dog. He was underrated coming into college. Because of all the stuff, because he didn't pass SAT at the time. But he was top five players coming out of New Orleans. And me and Doogie, bro, we was together all 3 years. I told him, I'm like, bro, I'm getting out of here in three. To this day, he owed me $50,000. I didn't ever get to see that one. Because we had to bet who was going to go first. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, I was just trying to do my part. At the time when I did it, kids wasn't getting no recognition. I'm like, damn, these kids are fucking 6'6", you know? Mm-hmm. And I would always send them box loads, clothes, whatever they wanted, like 3-4 times a year. And man, sis talked. She's like, and I was like, yo, we need to bring them to Cincinnati. Let's reclass them so they can get with the kids that's in their grade. And let's push them. Let's do this for 3-4 years. And see how good we can do this. And, bro, it pushed everybody around him, everybody in the household. Like, I truly, truly, truly am so honored to have that task, is what I'm saying. Like, because that's a lot, bro. Like, fucking 8 people in the house.
Absolutely.
Kroger bill go from $2,000 a month to $1,000 a week. Mm-hmm. You go out to eat at Jeff Ruby's. It used to be $500. It's $1,500. You buying Christmas. Used to be $4,000, $5,000. Now $20,000.
Damn.
And like, I've never, and when I did it, bro, my intentions was to get zero out of this. And still my intention. That's why I've done the things that I've done for them to let them blossom. Not as in for us. Hey, let's keep these kids right here and try to milk the cow off of them. And it's a lot of that shit going around.
Of course, yeah.
It's a lot of that going around. But, like, I think I've blossomed. I've trimmed them, what we say, I trimmed them really well. It's time for them to blossom now. Talk to him every day. He's good, though, and he's making really good paper.
What do you think about, let's talk about some sports. What do you think about Russell Wilson going to the Steelers?
Who?
Russell Wilson went to the Steelers.
Shitberg!
First of all,
I forget. God
damn
it. Ah,
you might not want to ask me shit.
Jesus Christ, man. You can't give an objective take.
All right.
That's Jeff's favorite team, by the way, too.
All right.
Well, let me tell you this, baby. The AFC North have just got harder. Did you know that?
No.
You didn't? Mm-hmm. Do you know where Derrick Henry going?
No.
Baltimore?
No.
And she's from Baltimore. She's not a Ravens fan. That's crazy.
Shit, bro, is going to be the worst team in the division.
Hey.
Who they going to beat? They ain't going to beat Cleveland. Mm-hmm. They ain't going to beat Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens? It's funny, though. Y'all got funny situations. So what do you think? What are you going to do with Kenny Pickett?
I'm out of this. This is about you.
No, I'm just asking.
She don't know that far. She don't know that much. She don't know that much.
I mean, say, do you think? What do you think?
I don't think anything.
Her son helps out with that.
Yeah, my son helps me out with sports. And he's 11, by the way.
So, damn, if Russell Wilson goes to Pittsburgh and stinks it up, what does that do for his legacy?
Well, it depends on how you look at Russ' legacy. Like, mm-hmm. You got to realize Russ was good in Seattle when he had the best defense. That Leisure Dome defense was probably second or third best defense of all time, I would say.
Mm.
I love Russ as a person. I love him. Let me say this. I have no problem with him as a person. Russ have a couple flaws, and the flaws are he liked to hold the ball too long. If you play a coverage, you're going to get to him. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Russ had a lot of good weapons around him. Mm-hmm. Marshawn Lynch was one of the best running backs of all time. So you got guys like that's taking the whole load off of you.
So you think he was more of a system player?
Yeah. Russ is an Andy Dalton.
Okay.
Everybody know that. Mm-hmm. Not saying that he's a bad player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Him, Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, it's only like a handful of guys where you be like, God damn. And that's Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers. Matt Stafford can fucking flat out throw the ball. Jared Goff can throw the ball. It's just certain tools that he got that flaw, but I'm saying that can sit on the opposite hash and throw the ball, he can do that. Joe Burrow, he can do that.
Mahomes,
him and Aaron Rodgers to me have the best arm that I've seen in person. Jay Cutler could throw it too when he was out there, but they just it's effortless with them.
What do you think about two things? One, what the Giants did, getting rid of trading, or I should say not signing Saquon, letting him go to Philly. What was your thoughts on that?
I didn't think Saquon would end up in Philly.
Me neither.
That's first and foremost. Like, but Saquon is he high maintenance. Like, we haven't really had a chance to see him do too much. Like, we haven't seen him play for a whole season, not one time. Do I think he's a really good back? Yeah, I do. Really good back. But I haven't seen the dialogue to say he's top.
Mm-hmm.
He's good back, though.
And Cam Newton talks about he can get back in the league. He thinks he has enough to be a starting quarterback in the league. You know, he talks about there's not all those quarterbacks are not better than him.
Cam is my brother.
What's your thoughts?
Cam is my brother. First and foremost, but Cam ain't playing no fucking football. He's not better than the starting quarterbacks that are playing right now. That's just my opinion. I don't think he's.
He could be a backup, though, right?
Was he better than them? Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, today, as far as being a starter, 17 weeks, nah.
He could be a backup.
Cam don't want to be no backup, man. That's bullshit. You know Cam don't want to be no backup. That's my boy, bro.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
I can't even imagine him sitting behind Baker Mayfield and being okay with.
So you think he's not better than nobody right now?
How many teams in the league? 20,
as far as
22
starting
teams?
For 16, 17 weeks?
Yeah.
You think there's 20 quarterbacks better than Cam in the league right now?
Think about how he handled himself in that fight.
He already have money tied up in him. Mm-hmm. Like, because you got to realize, if you draft it, you got to play. You're getting paid, you got to pay. Let's look at the team that need quarterbacks right now.
Giants.
Definitely need a quarterback. Y'all are probably going to draft one, huh?
I think so. I don't know. They gave Daniel Jones so much money. Like you said, they gave him so much money.
That was a bad choice. Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who got the first overall pick? Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons. Well, Falcons just got Kirk. Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
All those, like, you think of those teams. They're Steelers. Steelers still need. He could go start right now for the Steelers. I'm sorry, I forgot. Cam right now is better than
Russell Wilson?
I'll take Cam over Russ, and I'll take him over Kenny.
Damn.
So he would have probably been a better fit for Pittsburgh. Bro, they had Rudolph. Rudolph came back and played. He got booed out of the stadium before that.
Yeah.
And they was chanting his name.
You think he better than Justin Fields?
Who? Cam?
Yeah. You mean if Justin leaves Chicago, he could play in Chicago?
No, I said Pittsburgh.
I know he better than Pittsburgh, but you said Chicago too, though.
Yeah. I think Fields is a good quarterback, but he haven't been in the right situation.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to say he better than Fields. Not right now.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Fields is a good quarterback. I just don't think he's had a shot. Like, they don't put him in the right situation. Like, if you look at it, it's no play action. It's a shit show if you ask me in Chicago.
Damn. And you think Derrick Henry takes Baltimore back to the Super Bowl?
Yes, I do.
Do they win it?
I think someone in the AFC is going to win it. AFC is packed over here, bro. Mm-hmm. You like, just think about it. Like, on this side, mm-hmm. you got Chiefs, mm-hmm. Bengals, Baltimore, the Texans, what's over there? Strong. I think the Jets would have been healthy with Aaron Rodgers, I think that would have been a totally different situation right there. Then you just go to the other side. It ain't like this side. You got San Francisco, and then you go, all right, it's a lot of other decent teams.
Philly. I think Baltimore can be an elite team. That's the AFC. No, I'm bugging.
Yeah.
So, but Philly, my Cowboys.
Ooh.
I love Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
But only Cowboys might win it this year because of Mike Zimmer. That's the only reason why I would say that. Shout out to Mike Zimmer. That used to be my coordinator. Now, Mike Zimmer is gonna hold everybody up to being accountable.
Okay.
So I like Cowboys.
Well, tell Charlamagne that he about to buy his flight now.
I say Super Bowl every year, so it don't matter. One year I'm gonna be right. You know, I want to ask you. You did 15 seasons in the league, right?
Yeah.
Do you think because you were so open about your issues with your mental health issues that people gave you a lot of grace? So like when you did get in trouble off the field, it was like, no, we know what the issue is.
No one never. They never really gave me grace.
Mm.
Like, I never had nobody call me and say, man, I understand what you're going through.
Wow.
Or, man, I'm praying for you. I hope this goes good. Like,
never?
Never. Like, not as far as my mental.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, man, I was the best at what I fucking did. That's why I kept getting chance after chance after chance after chance after chance after chance. And I was always, like, no, you won't even find probably not one general manager, one coach, nobody I ever played with that would say anything bad about me as far as playing football.
Mm-hmm.
And when I leave that motherfucker, they might like, hey, now. We got to wait. We hope we make it back. But, mm-hmm. like, I've always been the top at what I'm doing as far as football is my job. But, like, nah, man, like, Deion might be the only one that – like, and I'm talking about back in 08, 07, that would call me, be like, hey, man, praying for you. You're going to get through this. Y'all suspended. Hey, you working out. This too shall pass. But besides him, nah.
And people knew what you was going through, right?
Well,
not everybody.
You gotta realize, yeah, back then it was so protected.
Gotcha.
Like 07, 08, I don't even think we was as open about mental health.
Nah, not
like,
at all.
We just now getting open about our issues and stuff with 2010, I would say, 11. So, no, because that was frowned upon of going to a mental health pill to check on yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Talking to people. You know, that wasn't as open as it is now for the black community, I should say. White community and everybody else, they've been talking about their problem. You know what I mean? It's like another exercise for them. For our community, we're just now talking about it. And then you realize some people use the shit for other things instead of really telling people what you're going through or what you've been through, I should say. A lot of is all about this, and everybody trying to make a dollar instead of trying to help somebody.
People not, I get what you say. They're not really doing the work.
Right.
Yeah, they're doing it because sometimes it's trendy.
Well, your record comes out this Friday, Standing on Business.
That Drewski diss record going to be so hard.
Are you stupid?
you got a diss record ready for when Drewski come at you with one?
I'm really good at this. So if Drewski come in with me at this track, I will have a response in an hour.
Dang.
Okay.
And when I say I'm good at this, I'm pretty good.
Would you consider a remix? With somebody, you got somebody that you with.
He did a remix with Shaq.
So I'm doing this.
No, not on SOB. You got Shaq on SOB?
SOB, baby.
Oh, shit, okay.
How you and Shaq get such a good relationship?
Because, you know, he was going through the airport and I had to, you know what I mean, defend him.
You had to defend Shaq?
Yeah.
He ain't had no security with him?
Nah, I was his security.
Was it somebody who was trying to fight him?
Yeah.
Shaq?
You playing.
Yeah.
Who going to try to fight Shaq?
He is playing.
I'm telling y'all, when I knocked the dude out in the airport, he was trying to fight Shaq.
Man, stop playing, Pac-Man. Now you got to make me Google now. I don't remember. Like, ain't nobody, I never heard that one now. Yes.
Yeah, Pac, go ahead. Says what?
You knocked out a man for Shaq. I ain't never heard that one.
Who the hell would try to fight Shaq?
Yeah, who gonna fight Shaq?
What the hell?
No. This. Oh.
He playing.
Shaq said it himself.
What? You said?
Damn. Who gonna fight Shaq, though?
Damn.
You gotta be a...
A dumb... Like, what? Coked up or messed up or something?
Airport employee picks fight with Pac-Man Jones, causes Pac-Man to drop his Popeyes, tries to attack Pac-Man, gets KO'd, gets arrested by police for attempting to assault Pac-Man, and then gets fired.
Oh, my God. You dropped your chicken, too?
That's what you care about. You dropped your chicken.
Shaq said, I can tell this story now. Real Pac-Man 24 was really sticking up for me when he had that altercation at the airport. He said that on Pat McAfee's show last year.
Damn.
So what happened? The employee was talking shit to Shaq?
Yeah. I told him, hold on, big dog. I got him.
He was a big guy?
Oh, he was a big boy. Now he was about 6'5", 6'6".
Oh wow!
Pac-Man just made me just for the shit.
Right,
just up.
Right.
But well, why? Shaq don't even bother nobody. Shaq like the normal person in the world.
Damn.
This is other form.
Attention.
Hello. Oh, hey, that's somebody else. I thought it was his other phone. Yeah.
He didn't even say goodbye. He just hung up on his bang.
Damn, oh, so you and Shaq wasn't even cool like that.
Man, Shaq been cool.
Okay.
Shaq been like a big brother to me since I first got in the league. We got a mutual acquaintance that introduced us. Shout out to Money Mark. Smell me. And yeah.
Okay.
So y'all,
I got a lot of big friends that I just don't be named for
now. Right. So y'all in the airport, dude, what was dude saying to Shaq?
He was just talking shit.
Like, fuck you,
I'm like, hold on, bro.
Hold
on. Right. He probably seen you didn't know who you was. Just thought you was just Shaq little man.
Little bomb with a little Popeyes bag. But I never dropped the chicken bag, though.
Oh, you didn't drop it, so that wasn't true. They said you dropped the bag.
Yeah, well, I went you dropped your ticket.
Shaq didn't try to stop you, or he didn't know you was gonna actually.
No, he didn't know I was actually gonna do it, but yeah. It was too late then because he was already on the ground. Mm. We actually was trying to go get on the plane, and they was like, "No, we can't let you on the plane." So I had to go back and get the chicken bag and finish my due diligence to this guy that was messing with Shaq.
You went back to beat him up some more.
I just smacked him 2 times with
on the plane.
Popeye's bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And what did Shaq get you for that? Because Shaq is known for being a very generous person. I know he'd do something your way.
Rather not say.
Okay.
Was it money or just a gift?
Rather not
say.
The way you smiled and rubbed your hands, though.
Right.
You look like you're going to be okay for a long time.
Rather not say.
See, you can't do that. You know why? Because now somebody out with Shaq, somebody be like, boom, boom, Shaq. I'd rather not say. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Pac-Man Jones. Pick up the single, stream it. Standing on Business is out today.
Listen to his podcast.
That's right.
Yes. Bet Online. That's Undercover it. Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the boys. Petting the boys.
Mm-hmm. And it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.